We're discussing the fuels of the future this week, and joining us to help us do that is from the University of Birmingham, Dr. Mark Redwood. Mark, we've got lots of questions coming in. We asked people earlier their perceptions or their opinions on the idea of a hydrogen fuel economy and whether or not they would drive a hydrogen-powered car. Sean Hoskins said, well, when they make hydrogen cars that go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, then we can talk. And then Jesse Chubb says, well, actually, they already do. And then Jesse Chubb goes on to say, hydrogen is clean, but I like the idea of using natural gas. It seems that oil can be made from algae and bacteria eating the algae can make methane. Then there are all the natural gas deposits caught between bedrock deposits, frozen methane hydrates on the ocean floor and so on, and natural gas coming out of landfill. Making a waste product and natural process fit into a primary fuel source seems like a very attractive option to me. What do you think?
Those routes to making methane are actually really good ideas, and as we know, all of the waste treatment plants have been making biogas by that method for many years. One of the newer ideas is to culture biofuels or bioenergy crops or even algae, feed them into a digester and make methane. And what we think, the thing about hydrogen is first that you'd have a carbon-free economy, but also that when you look at the biochemistry and the energy pathways involved, instead of making those algae or crops and then turning them into methane, if you can make hydrogen directly, it'll be more efficient and you'll effectively get more energy from a certain amount of land, which is gathering a certain amount of sunlight.
OK, well, that sounds like a reasonably compelling argument.